It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
The other day I got a letter from my doctor and it was a reminder, David, to go and get my mammogram. Now I have to admit that I've been very busy and it's no excuse. So I've got to, like so many out there, stop making excuses and make the darn appointment, right?
No, that's true. Because I got to tell you, you know us guys are supposed to be checked for things once we get a certain age too, and you look for every excuse to delay it, but you have to, because early detection is so important. And it's going to bring us to the next subject, because Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we talk about all the toxic chemicals and all, we talk about breast cancer awareness. So I want to introduce our guest today is Lily Shockney. She's a registered nurse with a bachelor's from St. Joseph's College. She's a master's from Johns Hopkins University. And if that's not impressive enough, she's a 2-time breast cancer survivor. And so I want to say congratulations to Lily for that, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
2-time breast cancer survivor. It's difficult enough once, but twice. And I just, you know, with your background of the medical knowledge, with your actually going through it, it's just a difficult conversation. But, you know, I want you to share with our listeners some things that we can learn from you. And one is, I've got a question about, you know, you hear all these mixed rules. Lisa mentioned that she, you know, keeps putting off getting a mammogram. But, you know, some of the rules are if you're 40 and older, I've heard that age has gone up, I've heard it gone down. What age do you recommend?
So all women should begin getting mammograms annually beginning at the age of 40, and mm-hmm. they should faithfully do it every year. If they aren't doing it for themselves, then they should think about the family members that they're responsible for taking care of and look at those people and say, I'm doing it for you. If a woman does have family history, for example, a first-degree relative, such as a sister or mother, who was diagnosed premenopausally, then we should take that patient's age. So in my case, I was diagnosed my first time at age 38, and subtract 10 wow. years. That's 28. If that number is below 4, and of course 28 is, then that's the age at which time my daughter began having breast imaging done. We usually don't do mammograms on women under the age of 35. Oftentimes it will be an ultrasound or even an MRI. But some type of breast imaging should give those that have a significant family history.
Well, you just brought up something. You know, and forgive me, as a guy, you know, I know of so much that you do the mammograms and all is all I think of when you do the early detection. And you just mentioned there are two other types. So if it is a younger girl or somebody who may not be as much at risk, there's been advancements in the screenings, you're saying. There are other types?
There absolutely has been advancements. A very significant advancement took place several years ago when digital mammography became the standard of care. This enables the mammogram to be captured electronically by the computer rather than relying on X-ray film. You know, X-ray film we put up to a light and we hope we can see what we're looking for. When we capture something via the computer, we can enlarge it, make it, you know, really make it huge. You could have your breast look like you're on a movie in a theater. We can also lighten and darken the contrast in the background, which can help with identifying things that otherwise would be missed because of density. And then the most recent is tomosynthesis. This is a 3D mammogram, also digitally captured. And we saw dramatic improvement in the accuracy, actually 28% improvement in identifying tiny breast cancers with digital mammography. And I haven't read the latest statistics on the tomosynthesis, but I do know that it has even furthered the accuracy, and that's what we're looking for. As you just said, we want it to be that it's small when we identify it, so that it's a very early stage, it's early to treat, and the patient can obviously become a long-term survivor.
Lily, how did you discover your breast cancer?
I found mine rather accidentally. I had a lump in my right breast, which I thought was a cyst, because I had had a cyst there prior and had it aspirated. So I spoke to my GYN. He arranged for me to have a mammogram done here at work at Johns Hopkins that same day. And sure enough, that lump that I felt was a cyst. But they said, now that you're between the age of 35 and 40, why don't we go ahead and do a baseline mammogram on your left breast? And that's where they found the cancer. I was very large-breasted. I was a 44D. And I didn't feel any lumps or any abnormalities in that breast. So it really is truly living proof of the value of mammography and being able to identify something even before I would be able to feel it on breast self-exam or a doctor could feel it on clinical breast exam. But we do encourage women to do all three, to really follow the triad of clinical breast exam by a medical provider, doctor, or nurse practitioner annually, and mammography beginning at age 40 annually, and also doing breast self-exams monthly beginning at age 21.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that about, you know, it's hard to detect in your own breast, because when I do a breast exam, to me, the whole breast kind of feels lumpy. I mean, it's kind of hard to detect sometimes with just a normal breast tissue and what's normal, what's not normal.
And that is one of the most common things that I hear is, I can't differentiate one thing from another, so I'm not going to check myself. It just frustrates me. And instead, I really want the woman to really know the geography of her breast. She should know where those lumps and bumps are. I encourage people to draw a map. Where is that nook and cranny? Because what you're looking for from one month to the next month is a change. It's important to do it at the same time of the month. So for women that are still having their menstrual periods, they should do it just as their menstruation is ending. That's when the breasts will be the least tender and also the least lumpy and bumpy. And for women who are postmenopausal, they should pick the same day of the month, like the first of the month, the 15th of the month. I have a girlfriend that always does her breast self-exam when the gas man comes to read the gas meter. And I have always wondered if he's assisting her or not. I haven't had the nerve to ask her. But she says when he comes, then she knows she's to do her breast exam. I'm like, hmm.
We've got a whole nother show out of that, but we'll come back. But okay, staying on topic with all the changes, what would you tell the moms like about how to educate their daughters or their granddaughters?
So breast cancer is the most feared disease of all women, and it doesn't matter their age, race, or ethnicity. And young girls, beginning usually around age 17, 18, 19, begin fearing this disease. They also begin adopting unhealthy lifestyle behaviors, particularly if they're away, you know, going off to college, a more sedentary lifestyle, because hopefully they are studying. They usually gain 15 pounds during freshman year. They are drinking alcohol. They may decide to also be smoking. All of those things increases their risk of breast cancer. So getting them on a healthy road is very important. The majority of women diagnosed today, which I think is important for young people to also know, are going to be long-term survivors. More than 87% of individuals diagnosed will become a long-term survivor like me. More than 80% of women diagnosed can have a lumpectomy and do not need to lose their breast to this disease. For those that do have a mastectomy or choose to have mastectomy, today mastectomy is a very sophisticated procedure. We can save all of the outer skin the majority of the time. We could even save the nipple and areola. If we can't save it, we can do a 3D tattoo of it, which is incredible. I've had that done, and you would never know that they weren't the real McCoy. And we can replace what's inside of the breast with something healthy, either an implant or tummy fat, even buttocks fat, even inner thigh fat. Most of us have some kind of fat we would be happy to donate to ourselves and relocate for a better use. If women saw photographs, if young women saw photographs of someone who's had a mastectomy with reconstruction, at least those that are done here, I can vouch for, you would not be able to tell which one was the mastectomy.
Lily, I hate to cut you here. We're going to run out of time. I've got to have you back in the future. You've given us a lot of advice. I want you to check out her books, Stealing Second Base and Navigating Breast Cancer. Her website, hopkinsmedicine.org/breastcenter. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay tuned, stay beautiful, and stay well.